Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Wednesday, 21st day of October, 4:08 on CCO. Paul Douglas, thank you for coming along for the ride. Jor has the day off today, just hanging out, taking it easy, enjoying the snow. Although some of the texts she sent when I mentioned how nice it is where I am in Lancaster, PA, at my father's house, it was in the mid-70s yesterday, and I sent a very innocent photo of me in shorts in front of a covered bridge. And, I simply can't repeat the things that she texted. But, anywho's, I hope you're doing well. If you like snow, congratulations. If you don't like snow, this too shall pass. 13 days until Election Day. 13 days. And the president has a rally this evening in Gastonia, North Carolina. He's got a lot of rallies coming up here between now and Election Day. And I couldn't help but notice that former President Obama, Barack Obama, is going to be in Philly this evening, campaigning for Joe Biden. And he's speaking at a drive-in rally where supporters will listen to him over the radio inside their cars, the whole idea being responsible social distancing. But is that going to rev up the base? I mean, we'll see. I think this is the first time that President Obama has been out on the stumping for Joe Biden in person. So we'll see if that helps to move the needle.
I see what you did there, rev up the base at a drive-in rally.
I didn't even know I did that.
Oh, it's so good.
That was an accident. It'll never happen again, Your Honor. And look, I have no problem listening to experts, whether it's an airline pilot. I don't second guess airline pilots as a rule. I stopped doing that. I listen to my electricians. I listen to my plumber. Somebody who has a proficiency in anything, I defer to them. Science isn't perfect, but when we ignore science and data and experts, I think we set ourselves up for problems. I also listen to the epidemiologists, and they're telling us to pay attention. Laura's been tracking this all day from the newsroom here at CCO. 35 new fatalities yesterday from COVID-19 just in Minnesota. The state has not seen such a high number since May 28th. And the U.S. saw about 60,000 new COVID-19 cases in one day. And that's triple what the daily average was back in June when restrictions began to ease. I mean, the lesson of this virus, it's patient. It waits in the shadows. You let your guard down. It's going to pounce. And that's what's happening right now. Europe, about 2 to 3 weeks ahead of the United States, and already parts of Europe are shutting down. Ireland, France, Britain, the Czech Republic imposing tough curfews. So we'll see what happens here in the weeks ahead, but a lot of concern about where this thing is going, where the virus is going. A lot of buzz about what's on Hunter Biden's laptop. According to the New York Times, There was recently an article in the New York Post, but apparently the staff reporter who allegedly wrote this article about what was on the laptop refused to put his name on it. The reporter, Bruce Golding, said he didn't allow his byline to be used because he had concerns over the article's credibility. From my understanding, that laptop is now in the hands of the FBI. And we'll see if this is a plant by the Russians, if there's something nefarious that's actually on the laptop that in some way implicates Joe Biden. Just somebody reminded me earlier today, Hunter Biden is not running for president. So no more than Ivanka Trump is running for president. So it may be interesting. Is it newsworthy? Is it going to sway somebody's opinion? Maybe some undecideds. But I think most people have made up their mind. And a story that made me sad as a parent, and I don't know how any parent, I don't care where you live, what color your skin is, I don't know how you can hear this story and not be saddened by this. 545 children who were separated from their families at the U.S. border in 2017 and 2018 still have not found their parents. A new court filing details efforts by the Justice Department and the American Civil Liberties Union to try to reunite families separated under the administration's zero tolerance policy. Again, put politics on a shelf. Can you imagine not knowing where your kid is? Especially small children, well, any children, but small children, not knowing where your kid is and not wondering if you're ever going to see your child again. So, again, everything has become politicized, but I read that. I'm like, are you kidding me? So, anywho's, when we come back, Diane Huth is the accidental career coach, and she's going to remind us skills necessary to stay employable forever. That's next. Yeah, you are the one and only. And like it or not, you are CEO of your career. And you have control to make some mid-course adjustments, to pivot. Now during the pandemic, many companies, many individuals have no choice but to pivot and try to find a sustainable way forward. And I'm always amazed how much I learn every week talking to Diane Huth. She is the accidental career coach. She is author of two Amazon best-selling career guides, Brand You to Land Your Dream Job, and the other book, Reinvent Your Career, Beat Age Discrimination to Land Your Dream Job. Diane, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you, Paul. It's great to be with you and your wonderful followers.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you, and you always plant some great seeds. I went back after some of your Wednesday updates and updated my LinkedIn page just to make that timely and relevant. I also updated my resume. Again, not much sticks with me these days as I get older, but you said, again, 7 seconds. The average recruiter gives your resume 7 seconds, so you better make it a great 7 seconds, catch their eye. And again, I really appreciate you passing on these important nuggets of wisdom. My sense, all of us are books with multiple chapters. Most millennials are going to have a couple of dozen different jobs, maybe 3 to 5 different careers. This notion that you go to school, you get your high school diploma or maybe a college diploma, and you're set for life. I mean, that kind of went the way of bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. I mean, all of us have to reinvent ourselves, and it sounds exhausting. Give us some ideas how we can stay employable forever. It sounds impossible.
Well, it really isn't. You need to embrace lifelong learning. And as long as you're continuing to learn, to upskill, to develop new and relevant skills, you will be in demand. I think, like you said, you know, if you just think, gee, I got a degree 40 years ago, well, it doesn't matter today. An employer today cares more about your current certifications, specific skills that you are documented to possess, than a college degree. And it's not that difficult. Sometimes we seem overwhelmed, but I'd like to give 9 great tips on how to do that. It's free or cheap and easy. We just have to focus on doing it to meet our personal life goals.
Diane, I struggle with this a little bit when people ask me for advice and how I did it. And I'm happy to give advice when asked. But, I mean, my mother at a young age said, look, do what you love. If you love it, you're going to be good at it. If you're good at it, you'll figure out a way to make money and support a family. And yet, is that good advice, or should you look at the industries that are growing, the industries of the future? Every business now, every business is a tech business. There's a layer of technology. How do you answer that question? Do you do what you love, or do you go where the jobs are?
You do what you love, and you will find meaningful work doing that, because you're going to be better at doing what you love than doing something that you don't love. So follow your passions. Mm-hmm. I definitely suggest that you find what makes you happy. Move towards that as you evolve in your career. But then keep continuing to develop the skills that will let you exercise that profession, that career, get more skills, get more polished. Learn more and embrace more. We have got to go on a lifelong learning. We're going to work for 50 years. I mean, that's mind-boggling. So if you're not updating your skill set constantly, you will be left behind, and then you're going to be unemployable. But as long as you do what you love and you gain the skills to be able to do it, then you're going to be great.
Okay. So let's say, I mean, you're working a gig you don't like, but you need to have some money coming in to pay the rent and buy groceries. But you only have so much time in the evenings and on the weekends. Given the choice between getting an advanced college degree or any college degree or possibly getting these online certificates, where should we invest our time? And can you give specifics when it comes to advanced training online?
Yes, there are so many ways to get advanced training online. If you are a mature professional, you don't need a college degree in many cases. I would not recommend that anybody who's 40 years old, 30 years old, starting as a freshman in college. If you want to, God bless you, go ahead and do that. But to become employable with what you've got today, find certifications in your industry. There are so many ways. You can get certifications paid for by your company if you're employed. They will often have a budget of $5,000 per year per employee for additional professional development. A large corporation will, right? And even if you don't, you can get great certifications for $100, $200, $300, $400. Anyone can afford that. It is so much easier and less expensive than spending 4 years and $150,000 of tuition. It is transformative. You can go to things like LinkedIn Learning. We've talked so much about that. They have a wonderful program. There's courses, a company called Coursera, Coursera, mm-hmm. and Udemy, Udemy. Those are all huge platforms that have literally thousands of different training programs on there for a couple $100. Some of them are free. Some of them are $10. Some of them are $100. The highest I've ever seen was like $300 or $400, and you can learn a whole new skill, or you can advance a skill, and then you want to put that additional training on your resume. And if you can get a certification, that's wonderful. If you work in any kind of business area, you can get a Six Sigma certification, a PMP, a professional project manager certification. If you can get anything in finance or whatever it is, you want a certification that you can talk to, and that is the reassurance for employers that you have the skills. And you can get those in many different ways. The online courses, your professional associations generally are the kind of standard bearer of certifications of industry excellence. Community colleges are so inexpensive. They're so pragmatic. They're so good. Check out your local community college. For a couple hundred dollars, you can get great programs, and today everything is online. So you don't even have to take the time to leave your home and travel unless it's something that like needs hands-on training, like you're in nursing or something like that. There's a program called Ed2Go, the number two, Go, and it's a whole series of online programs which are delivered through the community college system, and the community colleges can give you credit towards like an associate's degree. And CareerBuilder holds a hosts a program called Right Skill online, rightskill.com, together with Capella Learning, and you can get training there. And there are even huge, your local high school, your local city education, Department of Education, most of them have adult learning programs using the high school facilities or the school facilities. And then experienced professionals come in and teach a program for $20, $30, $50. And that's taught by practitioners. You know, no theory, you know, no jargon, just somebody who does that for a living is going to teach you. And there's a brand new program that Tony Robbins, who everybody looks up to, has launched called Mastermind.com. And I have 9 different online courses there that I sell to the public at Mastermind.com. You just put my name, Diane, who's in there, and you'll see all my different courses. And they're all, you know, under $100. And so learning new skills is so easy. And it's a wonderful way to break up the monotony. If you aren't learning, then you're stagnating. And there's something interesting called, you know, as we get older, it's like time whooshes by so fast and you're driving and you don't even remember how you got somewhere.
Yep. Right?
That's because when your mind is not learning something actively, it doesn't set down new memories. So you only create new memories when you're learning something new. So to keep young and keep interested, learn something new every day. Spend half an hour every single day for the rest of your life learning a new skill. And it'll pay off in spades. It'll make the total difference in your life and in your career and in your income and in your personal happiness.
That's the best advice I've heard in a long time. Set aside some day. Just many people set aside time every day for prayer, for meditation. And I know it's tough, especially if you have kids and all kinds of stuff going on in the background. It's tough setting aside that time, but it's essential. And these jobs are not necessarily going to come to you. You have to want it. You have to go out, take the initiative, and grab these jobs. But what I'm hearing from you, these certificates can be far more impactful, bang for the buck, than even getting a college degree. Diane Huth, always a powerhouse of information. Go to Diane Huth, HUTH.com, for more information. Can't wait for next Wednesday, Diane. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. When we come back, Mike Max talking World Series, Gophers, and high school football. That's coming up next. Feels like a Wednesday. Tomorrow, of course, the presidential debate. I think the star is going to be the mute button. Curious how that's all going to work. Anyway, it's such a relief talking about the weather, even when we have snowstorms in October. And it's a relief generally to be talking about sports, especially when you can talk sports with Mike Max, who is on assignment, heading to an assignment. Mikey, where are you? Where are you going?
You know, I got a good one today. I've been watching Minneapolis South play football. I saw him play against Minneapolis Henry the first week of the year. And they had a talented quarterback, a guy named Daniel Alvarez. And I watched him. Wow. He's not the biggest, but he moves around pretty good. And he throws the ball and he runs the ball. And he's a tough kid. And then last week they played again. And I was looking at a video of it. And I go, God, he just keeps showing up. He's not afraid of anybody. Mm-hmm. And so I emailed their coach, Rodney Lazo. And I didn't realize this watching him. And I know Rodney for a lot of years. And I said, tell me about this quarterback. I said, how big is he? And he emails me back. He says, he's 5'4".
What?
I said, you got to be kidding me. Because when you watch him, you get so caught up in how good he is that you forget. And he said, yep, 5'4", and he's a gamer. And I said, we got to do that story. So I'm heading out to, I don't know that I recall watching a varsity high school quarterback that was 5 feet, 4 inches tall, and you completely forget about it when you watch him because he's so busy making plays and taking linebackers on and throws the ball well. And I go, wow, there's got to be a story here. And more than that, maybe an inspiration to kids that say, hey, I'm not big enough to do this or that. You hear that a lot. You know, I'm too small. I'm too this. I'm watching this kid play, and I'm saying, I don't think he spends a lot of time feeling sorry for himself because he's too busy making plays. So I'm looking forward to meeting the young man.
Very cool. I want to hear more about this guy. Inspiration for everybody because none of us are thin enough or tall enough or
we
smart
all got a
enough.
Reason, right, if we want.
Yeah, well, you can always make an excuse, but kudos for figuring out a way to turn a negative into a positive or a perceived negative.
Yes, exactly.
Mikey, was I hallucinating? It was late last night. I was on Twitter. Big mistake. You don't want to be doom scrolling. But I came across a story about Edina football searching for a team to play because apparently the team that they were supposed to play, there were some issues. I don't know if it was related to COVID. I know scheduling this fall is a bit of a nightmare with everything going on. But what are you hearing from your sources about getting a full season in, a high school football season year?
They're doing it, and they're doing it with Band-Aids and patchwork, but they're doing a really good job of it because this is becoming common that teams are losing games during the week. But what's great is, because we evolve so much electronically, they can put out the email and say, hey, lost a game today, anybody need a game? And there may be another team that you're not even aware of that says, hey, guess what, we just lost a game 3 hours ago, we'll come down and play you. Lakeville North's first two games were like that. They played Crete and Durham Hall and Eastridge, and I think either one were on the schedule. Last week, Chaska played Armstrong. They're supposed to play October 30th, but Chan Hassan had a COVID issue. And so they said, well, let's just play this week. And this is happening time and time again, and I give a lot of credit to the coaches and the people that are, staying a step ahead of it. And, yes, we'd like to work all week and have a scouting report on the team. And, you know, football is one of those games where preparation is such a big part of it. You watch other teams, you break them down, you try to figure out their strengths and weaknesses. But they're saying, you know what, maybe we can't do that, but we're just going to line it up and play and see what happens because – you just got to get some games and let these kids play. And the kids are so appreciative of it that it's I was on with Jordani yesterday. I was coming back from St. Paul Harding. They won their first game in 4 years last week. And yesterday they were practicing, went out to their practice, and it was 6 inches of snow. And they were having a ball. And you go, God, what a great memory. You know, what a great memory for a team to, you know, come out and do this stuff. And they never would have had that had they not started it up. So I give a lot of credit to the high school league, the athletic directors, and the coaches for they keep looking for solutions, not for problems, and that's the whole key.
Yeah, again, the companies, I would argue the companies, the individuals, and certainly the teams that can adapt, that can be flexible and tenacious, they're the ones that usually go on to succeed. I want to talk about Michigan. My understanding is all Michigan students are now under an emergency stay-in-place order, a big spike going on right now in Michigan. My understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, that does not apply to the football team. There's still a game with the Gophers on Saturday, right?
Correct. And I think, yeah, the football team, if you can prove that you can bring a lot of money into the school, I think then you get free and clear waiver.
Amazing how that works.
Yeah, amazing how that works.
Huh.
But that had been determined, I think, some time ago because the Big Ten and Kevin Warren, that was a big problem colleges face, is they go, well, we can make a rule, but every state has precedent over us. They supersede whatever we decide. So they had to work with all these states that had the Big Ten institutions and say, you know, hey, okay, what can we do here? And they've, they've been able to function that way. Now, we haven't had a Big Ten game yet. And I do know that, or at least have been told, that there's been a fair amount of COVID cases and people related to that where you had contact with. So a lot of kids in the Minnesota, even for the Gophers and other teams, have missed a lot of practices. Because of the protocol, and it is strict. 21 days if they deem you to be an at-risk, not just COVID, but at-risk of carrying COVID, it's mm-hmm. a 21-day deal. Well, my gosh, that's, you know, that's half your season, plus you haven't practiced now for 21 days. You're trying to get back in the groove. It is a tough price to pay, and it's got every coach in the Big Ten just on pins and needles because you don't know who's going to be available to you week to week or for the next 3 weeks.
Mikey, where are you? How are the roads where you are? Just wet?
Okay, they're better. They're wet, but they're pretty well graded. I'm on 31st Street, just beyond Lake and 10th Avenue, and it's not great, but good enough. And the other thing is, and I noticed this yesterday as well, Paul, is like what happened yesterday would have been pure gridlock, but we got so many people working from home.
True.
That the traffic never got bad like we know bad. You know, we've seen bad, and that ain't bad, you know? And I noticed that yesterday. I made much better time, not great time, but much better time than I would have in what would be a traditional Minnesota blizzard, you know?
One of only a handful of silver linings to an otherwise forgettable year.
That's
2020.
Right.
You know, scheduling, planning, that's commuting, that's also 2019. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk World Series. I want to talk fans in the stands for the Vikes games, the home games, when we come back with Mike Max next. So the World Series in a bit of a bubble, the entire best of seven series is being played at Globe Life Field. It's the first neutral site World Series in baseball history, according to CBS Sports. I did not know that. But Mike Max, I'll bet you knew that.
I guess I hadn't thought about it, but it makes sense. They used to take the trains in the old days back and forth, of course, mm-hmm. and play it, and it evolved. And, of course, we saw a couple, you know, just think of, think if they weren't playing in a bubble and the Twins had made the World Series, huh?
Oh, boy.
Welcome to Minnesota. This week, huh?
But that just would have reinforced all the tropes about Minnesota, you know, forbidding Little Siberia. How do people live there? And so in a way, maybe we caught a break. But no, our day will come. But
remember, and obviously you're playing in the Metrodome. But one of the great stories in 91, when the Twins won the World Series. And, you know, it was 4 days later that we got the Halloween blizzard, you know. And Jack Morris was the MVP of the World Series, and he told me a great story. So the big blizzard came in, and he is the absolute toast of Minnesota, the focal point, the Minnesota homeboy hero. Mm-hmm. And he sees a guy in the ditch, and he had a four-wheel drive, and he got out, and he took his chains out, and he pulled the guy out of the ditch, and the guy looked, and he just about fainted. Here's Jack Morris coming to pull this guy out of the ditch. What more could he do that week, of course? But in the midst of a blizzard, he had nothing else to do, so he pulled this guy out of the ditch. And I can imagine that, how many times that man has told that story.
Oh, my gosh. Random act of kindness makes me think even more of Jack Morris. So I'm curious to get your observations about Game 1. The Dodgers, of course, beat the Tampa Bay Rays. Rays 8-3. I'm just curious, what stood out, if anything, last night's game?
You know, it stood out to me, two things was, you know, obviously the Dodgers looked very good and they hit the ball, hit home runs, all those things. But they look like, you know, they look like they've accepted this this bubble and they're really having fun. Instead of doing high fives, they hit a home run, they were doing it with their feet and laughing and joking. And it almost, maybe it's because you're winning, and maybe if you're winning, that supersedes everything else, right? Maybe that trumps everything else that would get in the way if you're on the verge of winning a World Series. But they just look like they're having so much fun, like they've kind of embraced this whole we're in the bubble, et cetera.
Yeah.
And they're going to be a handful with, you know, Mookie Betts, that they signed a 12-year contract, and he hit a home run last night. He's a big-time player. They already had some big-time players, and they got Kershaw. They've got a pretty good pitching staff. Of course, the Twins got a couple from there with Mejia and Hill, but Gratterall's pitched some for him. The former Twins been a relief pitcher for him. And, they certainly look like they're built to win the World Series, but I was watching more what it was like. And, you know, one thing these players have showed us, and I understand they're still playing for money, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, but they play hard, man. You might not have a crowd there, but that doesn't mean that they're not, you get a little bit of an idea as to why they are where they are, because they're not taking days off just because nobody's there to watch them.
And by the way, it should be the Tampa Ray Bays. I think they should change their name to the
Bays. I didn't
want
to say anything because I thought you'd come up with a new one.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is from 30 years of standing in front of the Doppler, Maxie, okay?
The Doppler. I always knew the Doppler had a long-lasting effect that we wouldn't know for years. Now we're starting to see it.
It's very sad. You hear the effects of standing too close to the Doppler for 30 years. But 11,500 fans in the stands. And on the secondary market, I'm hearing reports the tickets are selling for anywhere from $1,600 to $17,000 a seat. Still a lot of appetite for those few seats that are available. That just, maybe it's always that way, but that's just crazy.
Yeah, it'd be, you know, but when you're in a neutral site like that, you wouldn't think the fan base would be that because neither team was there. And, and I don't feel a great, part of going to the game is, you know, there's the two teams and then the third component is the fans. And maybe because I've sat through Vikings and Twins games this year, but when I've been there, and obviously those are empty stadiums, not 11,000, but when I've been to those games, it actually depresses me more because I keep looking at the empty seats going, what in the world are we into with this COVID? You know, that's the recurring thought that I have when I go watch. I'd rather watch it on TV because it's more depressing to be out there right now.
So I know the Vikes are waiting for Governor Walz to see if we can get 3,300 fans in the stands. Mikey, what's on your show tonight? We got about 30 seconds.
Pending. I'm waiting for a couple of calls back. I mentioned Harding and their first win of the year. Braxton outside. We're going to have their coach on out across to talk about that. And I'm waiting to hear back from a few folks. They better call me pretty soon.
Call collect. Yeah. 1-800-CALL-MAXIE.
Yeah.
Mac, all right. Mikey, thank you so much. Always appreciate having you on, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Drive safe.
Back at you. Thank you, Paul.
When we come back, a little perspective on this snow blitz. Yeah, people are talking about the weather. We always talk about the weather, but now we have even more reason. And it takes our mind off other stuff. We'll have some of those statistics next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.